Today on Real Radio.
Revelation 21:6, remember, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. That is the attribute of God, none other than Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We're in a series called What Will Happen to You When You Die? It's a look at the first part of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, as well as other verses that speak of Israel's Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, that he would suffer, die, and be raised bodily from the dead. Of course, this is the great hope of the true believer. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now, continuing in his series called What Will Happen to You When You Die?
And if I'm faithful to giving the gospel, some of you will choose Christ just by simply saying, amen, I thank God I'm a believer, because you're already a believer. Some of you will choose Christ, I hope, for the first time ever. And some of you will make a decision and say, I don't want anything to do with Jesus. To reach and grab him, as it were, by his hand and proskuneo, to kiss his hand out of your own hearts. No one's going to be kicking a can up in heaven saying, man, I can't believe him. I didn't want to be here. And then you say, well, what about recollection? What about this, all things have been passed away? Listen to this. Maybe you're a Christian and you're saved and you're going to heaven, but maybe your wife is not, or your husband is not, or your son is not, or your mother is not. And they don't make it there. You think you're going to walk around heaven saying, well, this is a really great place, but I can't believe my dad didn't make it. You won't be doing that. You will not be walking around saying, oh gosh, I mean, it's wonderful here, but I sure do miss my wife, or I sure do miss my husband. You will not do that. Do you understand? The Bible tells us that the former things will no longer be remembered. You know what's amazing? When you read Luke's gospel, though, when it shows you about hell, those in hell remember everything about life and their opportunity to have been given life. Constant regret. But in heaven, all the former things that make sad are vanished from our memories. And listen, you say, well, how? That's cruel. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not at all. In this life, do you know who you and I know right now? Only those who have been born into this world. Jesus says to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born what? Again. If you're not born again, you won't be known in that other world. You were never born into that other world. No, don't think for a moment, well, I'm going to hold out and I'm not going to accept Jesus. I'm going to teach my kids, or I'm going to teach my husband. I'm going to teach my... Are you kidding? They won't even know you ever existed. How's that for being alone? Why would you do that to you? God wants you in heaven. We want you in heaven. Now, granted, these messages are not designed to build and grow a church in numbers. I understand that. But I would rather have the church get smaller if it's going to help you get saved. If you say, I can't believe he said that. Listen, God wants you in heaven. He's done everything, including sent his own son to die in your place on the cross to get you to heaven. And you would say, I'm not going to kiss his hand. I'm not going to give my heart to him. Give me one good reason why. And I tell you, you can't. You may give me some emotional arguments, but it won't be founded in fact. The next thing is this, and I don't even know how to say this one, but it's God's gifts. Listen, heaven is where God's gifts are. So what are those? I'm not exactly sure. But the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, for example, that we're going to receive an inheritance from Christ. I told you guys before, and go ahead, you guys, in a moment, they'll put the verse up. I've told you guys before, now don't think that somehow I have some amazing lifestyle. But in many ways, this verse I'm going to read you, my life is a living testimony of this verse. Let me tell you why, for those of you who don't know. On my mother's side, in Portugal, her family was very wealthy people. They moved to South America. They became very, very wealthy people in Brazil. And specifically, an uncle, incredibly wealthy. And when he died, he left an unbelievable amount of money to certain members of his family, and my mother was one of them. Here's the thing, watch this. It's in the mega multiple millions of dollars. And you say, well, aren't you blessed? Yes and no. Because of the parameters of his inheritance, the money is so vast, it's not allowed by the Brazilian government to leave the nation of Brazil. It has to stay within the Brazilian economy. Oh, so then you get dividends? I get zero. Oh, so then, listen, when you're on vacation, that's where you're really going, right? Brazil. I've never been there. And do you think I'm going to go to Brazil? God has told me I'm not going to go to Brazil. I'm not going to get that money. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to inherit it. God has told me no. You say, well, that's stupid. Look, we're talking 30 years of a debate going on, and God made it very clear. God made it very clear. I understand to you it might sound insane. You mean you could be a multimillionaire in Brazil? Yes, but God has made it clear I'm not going. I've been invited to do ministry in Brazil, and I had to say no because God has made it clear I'm not to go. Why? What do you... Why? You know what God has shown me? Jack, I am your reward. I am your exceedingly great reward in this world. So watch. Having said that, this verse means something to me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Where is it at? Where is it? In heaven. Don't you love that? I love that. That's the verse that gives me peace. And let me tell you, that's an awesome thing to have God hold your benefits in heaven. And it's the word reserved. True story, I'll make it very quick. I get to the airport to come back here. I'm in Washington, D.C. I've got to be here for Sunday morning. I got a ticket. I've got a ticket with my name on it with a seat number. I walk up to the counter. I lay down my ticket. I got my bag. It's not check-in. I mean, it's only carry-on because that's how I roll. So I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready. Boop. And the girl, you know how they do that? All that. Sorry, but you're going to have to wait because we don't have a seat for you. I said, yes, you do. Right here, my name, there's a number right there. She goes, well, you've been bumped. And I said, well, ma'am, listen, I've got to get from here to California. Give me another airline. I got to go. Well, you know, and I said, ma'am, listen, I'm a pastor of a church. I got to be in California no later than 7:29 Sunday morning. And she goes, oh, I'm from Seattle, and I'm a Christian. And, oh, man, I know what you're talking about. Oh, my goodness. And I said, come on, ticket, my name. And she goes, I'll tell you a dirty secret. She said, we overbook airlines, and the tickets that are the least paid for, you got yours like on Orbitz or Priceline. You paid the cheapest, and so we bumped you because people paid more, and that's how it works, and don't tell anybody. Well, I didn't tell you who she was. I didn't say who she was, and I didn't say what airline it was. I'm all right. And she said, but that's how it works, and let me see what I can do. So I prayed, and she did some stuff, and I got on, and I got here. And I thought to myself, what good is a reservation in this world? Zero. Someone said zero. Yeah, I'm checking in. Sorry, I told you I'd be checking in late. Oh, we gave your room away. No, you didn't, because it was reserved. Well, no, someone else came. The word is reserved. Right? God says, I'm reserving a place in heaven for you. What's the criteria? If you trust Christ and his resurrection. That's the ticket. Number 6, it's where God's rewards are. This is really weird for us. I won't dwell on it because it drives us all crazy. But God is going to somehow reward us for this life's faithfulness. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus speaks about rewarding or acknowledging your faithfulness or the lack thereof. Will you be going to heaven when you die? God has reserved in heaven also these things that's called rewards. The Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 9, let not your good deeds or your works grow weary in doing good. For at the right time or the due time or the special time, in due season, without expiration, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Don't give up, church. Listen, Christian, hang in there. God is going to reward you for your stand. God is going to reward you for your faithfulness to God. To God. Don't be afraid. Young people today, listen. This has nothing to do with the message. I'll just throw this in. Be more concerned about what God thinks of you versus what people think of you. Young people today, they're in a horrible trap, you guys. Young people today are in a living prison. Because they want to make friends, it's in human nature. And they make a friend, and then the friend turns on them, and then texts or Twitters or Facebooks their underwear size to the universe. And it's destroying people. Young people today, in a sense, don't even have any friends because they can't trust the friends they have. In case things go wrong, then that friend knows everything about them, and it's the next blab or blob, blog. They blab it on the blog. And your life is ruined. You hear what I'm saying? Privacy's gone. People are scared. So people won't stand up because somebody might criticize you. Listen, you're going to get criticized even if you sit down. Be criticized for standing for God. And don't worry about what people think. Because listen, when you're fearful about what people think, you're held in prison and your life will never make a difference. Care what God thinks, stand up, and let God be the judge in the end, because you know what? No one is able to defend you like God is, like God does. Young people, be strong. Be strong in the Lord, fear God, and be radical to your culture. Be radical, young people, to your generation, because God is your defense. And he'll never, never, never gossip what you tell him. God can be trusted. Number 7, what will happen to you when you die? Well, heaven is where God's praise is at. God is praised in heaven. Revelation 19:1, after these things, I heard a loud voice. I don't like it. It's too loud. And a great multitude. There's too many people here. Saying, hallelujah, salvation, glory, and honor, and power belongs to the Lord our God. It's not about me. It's all about him. In Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 through 9, you see heaven and the seraphim bowing down before God, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. They say that. Isaiah 6 tells us that they do it day and night. Revelation tells us they do that day and night. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who is to come, the Almighty. Seraphim, they're freaky things. Seraphim, they got four faces. They don't have a side of the head. They have a face here and a face here. And a face here and a face there. And the Bible says when they move, whatever direction they go, the face goes in that direction. And they have 6 wings. And they fly with those wings. But when they come into the presence of God, they take 2 of their wings and they cover their bodies. Then they take 2 of their wings and they cover their faces. And then with the 2 remaining wings, they fly like the Dickens because they only got 2 wings left in the presence of God. And they say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. They've been doing it for eternity, and they mean every second of it. That's where you're going if you've trusted Christ. And that is an awesome thing. Will you be there? Do you know it for a fact? For these things have been written that you might know you have eternal life. Are you going there when you die? Do you know it? Number 9. Oh, you're right. I thought I was ahead of schedule even. Number 8, God's glory. God's glory is going to be there. When we get there and see all this, we're going to see the glory of God. It's so amazing that angels shield themselves. The Bible tells us that no man can look upon God and live. Do you remember when, was it, we just read it not too long ago in our daily Bible reading, Manoah and his wife? Do you remember that they, when the announcement came that they would have a son named Samson? It was so cute, because it was, and Lisa goes, man, you men are all alike. Lisa and I are laying in bed reading that, and Lisa goes, you men are all alike. Why? Because Manoah, the man, the husband, he sees the angel of the Lord, and he grabs his wife, and he says, that's it! He just told us we're going to have a son, and all this stuff's going to happen. That's it! We're going to die! We've seen God! Now, that's exactly what I would have been saying. And his wife, Mrs. Manoah, goes, would God plan on killing us? If he comes and shows himself to us and tells us that we're going to have a son, he's not going to kill us, you nut. Get back. Come on, pull out of it, Manoah. They had seen the manifestation of the Lord and thought they were going to die. Daniel thought he was going to die. John in the Revelation thought he was going to die. The glory of God. Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. And that is something, is it not? And it's nothing compared to the presence of God himself. Revelation 21:6, remember, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. That is the attribute of God, none other than Jesus Christ. Number 9, it's where his joy is, the joy, God's joy, the joy of God. Jesus has promised us a little bit of heaven here on earth by giving us his joy. Joy is different than happiness. You guys all know that. You can be unhappy about how things turned out, but still have joy. Based upon your focal point of faith in God, if God is the focal point of your faith, you can have joy in the darkest hours. Joy is an amazing thing. It's not happiness. Happiness varies. Joy's consistent. In Psalm 16:11, the Bible says, you will show me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. What's that going to be like? Isn't it great? Try to teach on that verse. I may be ugly, but I'm not stupid. That's a verse I'm going to avoid. I mean, I'm going to read it and believe it, but how do I teach on that verse? In the presence of God is fullness of joy, and here's what it's going to be like. No, I thank God, I cannot define it. It's so amazing. Next topic, right? Jesus said in Matthew 25:21, the believer is going to enter into the joy of the Lord. I was thinking about this point this week. The joy. What happens when a person gets joyful? Have you ever seen people? You know what? Wouldn't it be great if I owned Disney? I wouldn't have like Christopher Robin. I'd have him preach the gospel in 100 Acre Wood, and the first one saved would be Eeyore. Right?
I doubt it. God doesn't love me. He loves Pooh and everyone else but me.
And Eeyore gets saved. Can you imagine that donkey jumping up and praising the Lord and joy? Joy is an amazing thing because, listen, your child dies, your husband dies, your wife dies, or you're dying, and you're not happy about it, but there's joy. You know, you can be weeping hot tears, but you have joy down deep inside. Anybody can be saved. Anybody can be converted. Anybody can be given a brand new life. This week, preparing for the message, Lisa and I were at a store one evening, and I took a picture of somebody who you've seen him in certain contexts, not looking very happy. And I thought, you know what? What would happen if this person, if this thing got saved? Go ahead and put it on the screen. This is what would happen. That's Buddha. He got saved. Look at his hands. Look at that smile. What happened to him? The joy of the Lord is his strength. I mean, when I saw that, I said, I'm right there in the store. I got to take a picture of this. This is what would happen if Buddha got saved. And look, if Buddha can lift his hands in church and praise the Lord, why can't you? Huh? What's the deal? Normally he's like this. When he gets saved. That can happen. That can absolutely happen. And God wants to do that in our lives. Number 10, we end with this one. From beyond heaven is where God's reality is. Heaven is God's dwelling place. It's not a myth. It's not a fable. It's real. And I love, and we touched on it last week, and I want you to be asking yourself this question. Will you be there? You guys, based upon the witness of people just like us, and I'm picking on Peter, the apostle, when he, James and John, went with Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration, I see this week something I've never seen before, and it may not mean much to you, it means everything to me. When Jesus was transfigured in front of them, what was going on? Yes, eternity engulfed Jesus while he was in his physical form. You've read it. In Matthew's gospel, as Christ prayed, the Bible says Moses and Elijah appeared to him and spoke to him concerning his coming death. And Peter, James, and John were at a distance. But Peter, the Bible says, said, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Why did he say that? Peter, first of all, you're only on a big mountain. So what? You've been here before. Peter, you've hung out with James and John before. What's the big deal? You've even been places with Jesus before. Why is it such a good thing that we're here? Because eternity, heaven was peeled back for a second, and Jesus standing between two worlds, Peter, James, and John got to witness it. And Peter's first word out of his mouth was, "It's good for us to be here. It's good." Are you going to be in heaven with us to say, "It is good for us to be here"?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a look at the first 11 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, a passage that really boils down the gospel, making it quite easy to understand. The title of this series within a series is indeed the all-important question, what will happen to you when you die? It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look through 1 Corinthians, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, don't forget, tonight you can catch our television program. We hope you'll do that because we really think you're going to like it. It's called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. It airs Monday evenings at 7 o'clock West Coast time on hischannel.com. Sit down at the computer and just type in hischannel.com. Now, our program features Pastor Jack dealing with a whole bunch of topics, things that are in the news, and how to see them with a scriptural worldview. Domestic policies, what's happening here in the U.S., and how the believer is to handle those things biblically. International developments around the world, including the persecuted church, Israel, and Islam. And, of course, topical studies from the scripture, and a whole lot more. Now, sometimes you'll see Pastor Jack giving a study. Other times you'll see him interviewing a special guest. It's a great program. Pastor Jack invites you and your friends to watch Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Just visit hischannel.com Monday nights at 7 o'clock and then click on Live TV Stream for Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Now, if for some reason you're unable to catch Real Life with Jack Hibbs at its normally scheduled time, that's the beauty of hischannel.com. Just click on Video On Demand right there at the top of the page and watch recent editions of Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.